are you doing?
Hello.
From deep cuts to future classics, let's skip intro and find out what to watch on Netflix.
Hello there, What to Watch on Netflix listeners. How are you doing? It's Jamie East here with a very surprise late bonus episode of the series, but one that I think will be most welcome to your ears because Criminal is back. Criminal Season 2 is on Netflix right now. If you're not aware of its majesty, allow me to give you a little bit of an introduction. It's a police procedural TV series, which on the face of it seems quite a formulaic, straightforward police interview. But that is its beauty. It's one of the most intense, gripping, and entertaining police series I've seen in years. Each episode is completely standalone, so you don't need to watch it in order. And one of my favourite things is that each different episode has an incredible guest star. Listen to this for a lineup. Season 1 saw David Tennant, Hayley Atwell and Youssef Kerkor play the criminals against the fantastic Nicholas Pinnock, Claire Hope-Ashiti, Isabella Lawland. And Season 2 has just gone on to the next level. I mean, look at this. You've got Kit Harington, you've got Kunal Nair, you've got Sharon Horgan and Sophie Okonedo. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. And I was delighted to be able to spend a bit of time with Detective Inspector Natalie Hobbs, aka Catherine Kelly. Make yourself a cup of tea, enjoy this bonus episode, and stick around afterwards because I've got an important announcement to make about what to watch on Netflix. Enjoy.
Let me tell you what happened, everything I can remember, in order.
Forget the big mirror, the microphones.
Just tell us the truth.
I've never given you any names.
You've no idea what I've been through.
Screaming and shouting.
We don't believe you.
Catherine Kelly, how the devil are you?
Hello, I'm good, Jamie. Thanks. How are you?
Really good, thank you very much. Now, we're here to talk about the fantastic second season of Criminal. I want to kind of rewind a little bit, though, for people that may not have kind of caught the first season. Whilst it is a police procedural drama, it's not really telling the whole story, is it? It's quite unique in its format and the way that it's presented. But would you mind just giving the listeners a brief kind of rundown as to what it's all about?
Yeah, it's a very unique show. And actually, it's a hard one to describe, to be honest. I play a character called Natalie Hobbs.
Detective Inspector Natalie Hobbs, to give her a full title.
Well, yes. I mean, she did get the upgrade for season two. And yeah, I've assembled a team of detectives, hopefully, probably the best detectives available in the Met. And it's our job to gather evidence. But unlike most police dramas, in which you see an interview take place, and often that is the climax of the show, the actual interview. Our whole episode takes place in there. That's what makes the show different, I would say, to other police procedural dramas, that you actually meet us, the detectives and the detective team, and our criminal at the 11th hour. This is the moment where we're trying to gather enough evidence to see whether we can take them to court or not.
And it's a wild ride as well. You know, we go down the rabbit hole alongside both sides, really, both sides of the investigation, the police and the suspect. And, you know, it's fair to say that every now and then the rug is pulled from under our feet as viewers, isn't it? You know, that's one of the best things about it.
Yeah, well, because everything takes place in the room, all we have are the words. And it's a thriller of words, I guess. So, you know, there's no action scenes, there's no car chases. We have to have all that in the story. The scripts read like novels in the sense that the way a good novel lives with you, I don't have to think, oh, I better just have a quick look at my criminal script. It just stays with me and it percolates. And also something really telling about it, it's hardly ever any amendments. So obviously we get the scripts very early because there's a lot to learn. You know, a couple of months before.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. I mean, in terms of, I mean, compared to a regular, I guess, 45-minute drama, the dialogue must be pretty dense, you know.
So with every guest that comes in, and I don't just mean our kind of criminal stars, you know, also our solicitors and any other team members that we need, this is sort of an impossible job to describe to people. It is an unusual beast, this show, and you need everything to be set up so that you can give the best possible performance that you can. So we feel that, you know, we also have to be involved in that. And if someone wants to run lines, or they want to chat, or they just need quiet, or they need, you know, a moment, or whatever they need, we give them, because we only have 5 days to shoot it.
What, per episode?
Yeah. Wow. We shoot an episode a week.
Wow.
So it's all in the prep, really. But then also, I mean, Jim Field Smith, who directs the show, it is also this like cutting edge television too. It's this mixture of theatre and cutting edge TV, because so for instance, one of our guests, Amanda Drew, is an incredible actress who I admire immensely. She said, she plays one of our solicitors, and she said, I mean, I just don't know. Do I pick up the pen? Do I not pick up the pen? You know, everything is just so detailed, which obviously you don't get in theatre. Yeah. Because, you know, the audience is so much further away.
I've forgotten what it's like talking to people like you.
Never giving you any names.
Paint us a picture.
Screaming and shouting.
You've destroyed this man's life.
You manipulated her.
No comment. Those are not details you should know.
We hit her with the facts. Push for a confession.
29 minutes to go.
That is the price. That is the deal.
You've no idea what I've been through.
Now, I'm really glad you mentioned Amanda. Amanda Drew gives this unbelievably nuanced performance as I guess the duty solicitor for Kit Harington's character.
Yeah.
And it brought to mind, I immediately wrote down after watching that episode, I wanted to ask you about eye acting, because there's a lot of eye acting going on all through Criminal, and no more so is it displayed in such stark amazingness as between Amanda and Kit Harington and yourself. And without giving any spoilers away about the plot of that episode, Kit Harington plays a pretty obnoxious kind of estate agent, kind of caricature. If anyone had to write a character assessment of a male the estate agent, it would be Kit's character, who is in the room because he's been accused of rape. And what transpires over the next 45 minutes really kind of, I guess, encapsulates everything I love about Criminal, is that it pulls the rug from under your feet. It's incredibly nuanced, and it deals with areas of crime and tackles with the complexities of being accused of a crime in a way that we haven't really seen that much in a drama. And Amanda's portrayal as the quite, I guess, most human solicitor that we've seen for a long time on screen.
Yes.
That was a really long question to ask.
No, but it's hard to be concise about the show, I think, because it is complicated. And I think that's one of the joys of it. It shows how complicated it is to try to gather enough evidence to be able to potentially convict that person. So when we started the show right at the beginning, George Kay and Jim Field Smith, our reference points were interviews on YouTube, of which for some reason there are many, especially in North America, because there are particular interview techniques now. And most TV shows that were in my consciousness from growing up, especially the interview scenes, were very fist slamming, let's get a confession. And actually that has been thrown out of the window now, because actually what I then learned through research was that it just, yes, it got the results in the room, but it then didn't get the results further down the line, because you need evidence. Right. So what's brilliant about Amanda Drew's character, and I mean, it really made me, you know, catch my breath when I read it. And then the way that she played it was just pitch perfect. It was sublime. And even thinking about her, I've got such a strong image of her as she delivers this speech. And it kind of chokes me up now just to even think about it, because there you see a woman who has been through something, and whether she's been through it personally or whether, and you only get she only leans on it the tiniest bit. You know, she sort of presses her chest and she can't quite get it out. But the point of the matter is that she's there as a solicitor. And again, without trying to give too much away, we have this huge medical file. It's not really a huge medical file, but we're portraying it as if it's War and Peace, because we just need to just use whatever tactics we can within the law to try to get a confession from this Alex, Kit Harington's character. And we haven't got a lot to go on. So we actually do need him to say, yes, he did it in this particular episode. And she says, look, and she says it really transparently. And she just says, it doesn't matter what that medical file shows. It doesn't show whether the sex was consensual or not. Doesn't matter. It's not relevant evidence. She's heartbroken to say it. And I think that juxtaposition is just so brilliantly written by George. It's so brilliantly delivered by her. And it's kind of the meat of what our show is about.
I wanted to ask you what it's like on set when, you know, each episode has a guest criminal, guest suspect, you know. So do you rehearse, do you workshop or rehearse with the guest?
No.
Oh my goodness. I had no idea. So they're literally, that's the first time you see them on set.
Yeah. I mean, they are stars. They're global stars. So they've often just jetted in from wherever they were. We meet them in the makeup chair that morning.
Wow.
And then we're on. And
that must be an actor's dream to kind of go in for a joust like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jim Field Smith, our director and then producer, he chats them on the phone, but I don't think he's even had a face to face with them, which pre-COVID times was unheard of, right? now it's the norm. But and Jim always starts on them as well. So for instance, I think Kit Harington,
his opening monologue, Kit Harington's, is great. Yeah,
I don't want to exaggerate. Is it 10 minutes?
It's near 10 minutes, yeah, which is just remarkable.
We stepped in the room. Jim said, do you want to run it? I don't think he even did. I think he just said, no, let's just put the cameras on and go for it. Wow. And he did it in one.
Wow.
It was honestly, it was like watching someone take a penalty.
Brilliant.
And just back of the net. It was outstanding. I mean, I think we did another one just sort of because you do and that, yeah, for safety. But he just did it. And for me, that's what's so exciting about this show, because yes, they are international actors at the top of their game. But you're going to see them do something different.
Yeah.
And I celebrate the versatility in actors. I absolutely love that. And that's what I love most about this show.
Listen, Catherine, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I love the show so much.
Thank you.
Just can't wait to see what you guys are going to up your sleeves next time around. Thanks for chatting to What to Watch on Netflix. Really enjoyed it.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jamie.
Do you want to say it or shall I? We don't believe you.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you so much to Catherine for agreeing to speak to me about that. And do go and watch Criminal. It's available right now. Now, I promised you some important What to Watch on Netflix news. So the news is that we are changing a little bit. In a couple of weeks, a brand new series will begin, but its name will change. It's going to be called 10 out of 10 Would Recommend. So when you see this appear in your podcast feed, do not be alarmed. It's the same. It's us. Hello. We've just had a bit of a rejiggle in terms of the format. We've also got some brand new presenters, but you know what? I'm not going to spoil that surprise. We can't wait for you to hear it. See you then.